Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Coming up at 11:15, and CBS News has the latest in seconds on the indictment. A Maryland funeral homeowner accused of shooting and killing a pallbearer during a 10-year-old's funeral service this week makes his first court appearance. The 19-year-old charged with crashing a U-Haul near the White House might have been planning other attacks. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. The unsealed indictment enumerating the 37 federal criminal counts against Donald Trump shows prosecutors believe the former president's actions endangered national security. Details from CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The criminal charges grew out of a 14-month investigation. Prosecutors say over 100 documents marked classified were recovered during an FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. Prosecutors say they have an audio recording of Trump where he apparently acknowledges he has classified information. CBS News has learned that in the recording, he describes a Pentagon memo about Iran that includes secret and highly confidential information.
The chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of American teenager Natalie Holloway appeared in federal court in Birmingham, Alabama today.
Yaron Vandersloot pleaded not guilty to charges he tried to extort Holloway's mother. He was flown to the U.S. from Peru, where he is serving a 28-year sentence after confessing to killing a woman there. Holloway disappeared on the Caribbean island of Aruba. She was last seen leaving a bar with Vandersloot.
CBS's Jim Krasula. A judge has declared Holloway dead, but her body has never been found. President Biden today used a visit to the recently renamed Fort Liberty in North Carolina to talk about his executive order that aims to increase opportunities for military spouses.
This new executive order establishes the most comprehensive set of administrative actions in our nation's history to support the economic security of military families, veteran spouses, caregivers, and survivors.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson abruptly resigned his seat in Parliament today in protest of an investigation of his behavior. The BBC's Rob Watson tells us Johnson is being investigated by Parliament on charges that he misled the House of Commons about lockdown-breaking parties in the Prime Minister's residence during the COVID-19 pandemic.
I think this is classic Boris Johnson. I think this was carefully thought out, and it is attack as the best form of defense. There was no doubt, it seems to me, that the committee was going to find that he had misled Parliament and was going to recommend some form of a suspension. And so what Boris Johnson has decided to do go is full-out attack.
A judge in Florida has allowed a woman charged with shooting and killing her neighbor to post a bond. Susan Lawrence of Ocala was in court today asking for bond so that she could get out of jail. She's 58, white, and charged with manslaughter in the killing of her black neighbor, A.J. Owens, a mother of four. Owens was shot through Lawrence's front door a week ago. At the close on Wall Street today, the Dow was up 43 points, S&P 500 up 5. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
11:03 here on WTOP. It's Friday evening, June 9th, 2023, at the Wharf in D.C., now 67, suburbs down to the 50s. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Wilson Chavis, the Maryland funeral homeowner, accused of shooting and killing a pallbearer at a 10-year-old girl's funeral service, made his first court appearance today. The judge ordered the 48-year-old be held without bond until his next court appearance in July. Chavis is accused of the shooting death of 30-year-old Ronald Banks at Washington National Cemetery in Suitland. Police say Chavis shot Banks and another woman during a confrontation with the two other funeral service goers. According to police, the other funeral service members worked at a competing funeral home, and the confrontation was about a long-standing business dispute. It happened just before the casket for the 10-year-old girl from D.C., who died after being struck by a stray bullet, was lowered into the ground. The 19-year-old accused of crashing a U-Haul truck into barriers near the White House last month wanted to overthrow the government and replace it with a dictatorship fueled by Nazi ideology. That's what a federal prosecutor said during a bond hearing for Cy Candula today. Candula is being held without bond on a charge of destruction of government property. He's accused of ramming a U-Haul truck into security barriers in Lafayette Square May 22nd. Prosecutors say that's when he left the truck and unfurled a Nazi flag. He's due back in court next month. Just into the WTOP newsroom, a man is dead after he was shot outside an apartment building in Montgomery County this evening. Police say it happened just after 8 on Gunners Branch Road in Germantown. Officers found the 57-year-old man behind the building, suffering from gunshot wounds. He died on the scene. Witnesses say they saw cars leaving the area. No information available about a suspect at this time. Again, a man shot dead tonight on Gunners Branch Road in Germantown. We'll follow the story and bring you more tonight and tomorrow. It's Gun Violence National Awareness Month. In Fairfax County, faith leaders and activists came together to discuss how to protect residents in the area.
There is no good reason why one should spend more time getting a driver's license renewed than they get a purchase a gun.
Fairfax County's NAACP president, Michelle Letty, says she is sick and tired of being sick and tired. Moms Demand Action's Mary Wright Baylor had this to say.
A majority of Americans want common sense gun safety legislation, and we need everybody to use their voices.
Board of Supervisors Chairman Jeffrey C. McKay says more work needs to be done to keep guns out of the wrong hands and encourage responsible gun ownership.
There had to be armed security and police officers surrounding the building simply so that our FCPS students could feel confident that they could safely graduate from high school.
Cheyenne Corrin, WTOP News.
Traveling on Maryland's Route 50 can sometimes be really tough, especially at this time of year as people are trying to get to the beach. But thanks to a federal grant, the state's transportation department says it may have a way to clear out some of that congestion.
Maryland's State Highway Administration plans to invest millions into the form of cameras, sensors, and software along U.S. 50.
In Maryland, everyone loves Ocean City. We have a lot of other attractions over there. The idea here would be the technology would be able to look at the traffic patterns that are occurring and make some automatic adjustments.
Jason DeCembre with DOT says they want to get out ahead of issues, save lives, and maybe make that family drive to the beach more bearable.
You should see a fewer accidents occurring, and you should be spending less time sitting at a traffic light waiting to get through.
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
25,000 Marylanders who had Medicaid don't have it any longer. That's 21% of people up for renewal this spring who lost their coverage. It's happening as the COVID public health emergency has ended. Some people lost coverage because they didn't turn in their application on time, or they didn't provide some required documents. Then you've got another 10,000 people who are losing coverage because they now make too much money to qualify. Maryland is in the middle of a first-time effort to renew Medicaid coverage for nearly 2 million adults and children for the first time since the start of the pandemic. This Pride Month, Maryland's health department is launching a Get Your Pride On campaign. It's using dating apps to spread information about sexual health.
So they're very colorful and they're very celebratory.
That's how Peter DiMartino with Maryland's Health Department describes the state's ads that will be on dating apps such as Grindr. They'll also be on bus trailers starting this week. The message?
It's a very clear call to action about getting mpox vaccine, getting testing for HIV and STIs.
Coming out of the pandemic, he says more people are seeking care in cases of some sexually transmitted infections are rising.
We are seeing more and more cases of gonorrhea and particularly syphilis.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
A black bear up a tree was the focus of attention for several hours today in Northeast. WTOP's Neil Augenstein tells us the bear came down from the tree and is safe, as is everyone else involved.
Neighbors gathered here in the 1300 block of Franklin Street Northeast to see the black bear that climbed halfway up a tree and was sitting there for hours. Police and animal control set up a perimeter. The bear eventually climbed down and within a few hundred yards was tranquilized.
He was fully sedated so that we could handle him and get him in the right position so that the veterinarian from the Smithsonian could take a look at him.
Chris Schindler with the Humane Rescue Alliance in Northeast, Neil Augenstein, WTLP News.
Coming up here, where is the best metro area to start a career? It's 11:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks with Brendan Joseph in the WTOP Traffic Center.
And good evening. We're checking on a report on the Beltway. We have a crash in the inner loops between the Eisenhower Avenue connector and the Van Dorn. Right two lanes are blocked, left lane's getting by. It's adding about 5 minutes onto your drive. In Maryland, if you're taking 95 southbound trying to get onto the outer loop right now, we have a truck fire. It sounds like the brakes on the truck are on fire. It's off onto the right side. Traffic is getting by with a little bit of delay, but use caution as you go past the scene. Into the district on DC 295 northbound. It is bumper to bumper from the 11th Street Bridge up past East Capitol Street. Over overnight construction set up there. Only one lane is getting by. Southbound DC 295, no major problems to report at the moment. If traveling on 66 eastbound, it jams up from 234 into Centerville. Construction there overnight, the left two lanes are blocked, causing delay. Construction set up westbound on 66 as well, right around 234. You'll see a lane restriction, but no major delays there at the moment. 270 all clear between the Beltway and Frederick. No major problems to report right now. If you're traveling 50 out to the east, the eastern shore for the weekend, traffic looks good out through Annapolis and across the Bay Bridge with no major problems to report. And 95 is all clear through Virginia at the moment as well. Teams of 2 or 200 can work like everyone is in the same room with Bluescape, a digital workbench and virtual workspace that's FedRAMP authorized. Visit Bluescape.com. I'm Brendan Joseph, WTOP Traffic.
2-7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Well, now that air quality has improved, we've got a dry weekend ahead, but it is going to be quite warm. Higher humidity, rain, and thunderstorms coming our way for Monday. Now, temperatures this evening, very pleasant in the 60s throughout the area. There could be an isolated shower or thundershower up until 10 p.m. Your morning is dry. Sunshine for Saturday, mid-80s for afternoon temperatures. And then on Sunday, around 90 degrees. Will be partly sunny with rain in the mountains. A better chance of storms on Monday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Tyson 67, Potomac down to 54. That's pretty close to our overnight low in the suburbs, 54. La Font Plaza is still quite warm at 67. And as we say, we're headed down to the 50s in those suburbs. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today. Schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 on WTOP. And here's Jeff Claybaugh.
General Motors follows Ford in striking a deal with Tesla to give drivers of its electric vehicles access to Tesla's charging network. DocuSign is still growing. The electronic signature platform has reached 1 billion users. Wallet Hub ranks Atlanta best metro for starting a career this year based on entry-level pay and cost of living. D.C.'s number 23. The Dow gained 43 points in Friday's session. The Nasdaq up 21. The S&P 500 index gained ground for the fourth straight week. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Well, despite this earth-shattering indictment, the Donald Trump indictment, where he faces 37 counts, including willful retention of national defense information, the presidential campaign for next year goes on. Mike Pence, Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump set to speak this weekend in North Carolina. That's where we'll catch up with an Axios reporter to talk about the indictment's effect on the campaign on the Republican side. Stay with us.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Coming up, Denver in the driver's seat in the NBA Finals. Stay with us. Sports in 10 minutes with Frank Hanrahan on WTOP.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-334-2266. That's 800-334-2266. 800-334-2266.
Man, this is a nice truck.
Yeah, check this out.
What?
I changed it to remind me of my time at sea.
Weren't you in the Air Force?
Yeah, but I really love the ocean.
You could save and get $200 with Navy Federal Credit Union when you refinance your auto loans from another lender, leaving you with extra to spend on other things. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Refinance loans must be at least $5,000 to be eligible for the $200. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more at NavyFederal.org.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
11:14. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. Continuing coverage on WTOP as Donald Trump is hit with a sweeping 37-count indictment from the special counsel's office. The former president accused of willfully holding on to documents containing the nation's most sensitive secrets, including nuclear programs, after he left office.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical, and they must be enforced.
Special counsel Jack Smith had brief remarks to reporters after the indictment was unsealed today. He took no questions. Mr. Trump is also accused of showing these papers to others on at least two occasions and then trying to obstruct the investigation about the location of the documents. Axios congressional reporter Sophia Kai joined us earlier from Greensboro, North Carolina, where some Republican candidates are campaigning. We talked about the effect of the indictment on the race.
He is powering on. He is continuing with his campaign. He's reacting in a very same way that he has in the first indictment with the Manhattan Stormy Daniels case. And what's most interesting is what his opponents are saying or not saying. They're still very wary of blasting him. They've chosen instead to defend him, and they don't think that it's worth the wrath of Trump and also the conservative voting base that they are trying to win over. So for now, most of them aren't taking the risk. Instead, they're criticizing the Justice Department, talking about what they see as weaponization. And actually, the sole candidate to criticize Trump so far has been Arkansas Governor Hutchinson, as well as Chris Christie. You know, others, including Mike Pence, including Nikki Haley, including Tim Scott, they want it kind of both ways. It's going to be very interesting how this plays out for the election.
We noticed after the Manhattan indictment, which again was not on the level of this big federal indictment, but significant nonetheless, the former president Donald Trump was able to raise a lot of money off it and seemed to harden the resolve of his diehard supporters who will be with him all the way, no matter what happens or what he's accused of doing. Could this just cause him to raise more money and become even stronger within the party, or do we just not know yet?
You know, he's definitely fundraising, but remember, these are federal charges. These are very serious charges that could end in jail time. So this is becoming very real for former President Trump. He will have a couple days to get on stage. He's going to be in Miami tomorrow, and I'm here in Greensboro, North Carolina, where Trump as well as Pence are expected to speak tomorrow. So he's going to have a couple days of getting on stage to talk about this, but he still has to go to court Tuesday in Miami. He will appear before a federal judge, and you know, that'll be the start of a very drawn out process. I mean, this is the federal system and these are federal charges. That is unprecedented.
Absolutely. A final thought from you, Sophia, as you await to hear from the president tomorrow, the former president?
You know, it's all coming down to the wire here. And I think what hasn't really been talked about is that this will continue to dominate the primary season. It may even dominate the general election. And that is huge, because I think as a part of that, that could be what Trump's legal and political team wants. They want it to go all the way through the election. They want, if the outcome is favorable for the former president and he wins, he will pardon himself. That is the most favorable outcome for him, but it could go many, many other ways, and it may end in jail time.
Axios congressional reporter Sophia Kai from Greensboro, North Carolina, gathering there, a Republican gathering this weekend with some presidential candidates stopping by. Quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. The sweeping federal indictment against former President Trump is unsealed, detailing more than three dozen counts in the classified documents case. A D.C. man is under arrest, accused of shooting and killing a teenager on a metro train last month. Keep it here for full details on these stories. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Brendan Joseph is in the WTOP Traffic Center.
If you're heading through the district on DC 295 northbound, you're going to see a jam from the 11th Street Bridge up to East Capitol Street. And because of ongoing construction, only one lane is getting by. It opens up for a little bit, and then again north of Benning Road, we're seeing some volume there, checking for construction. Southbound DC 295, no major delays to report at the moment. If traveling on the Beltway inner loop right around Van Dorn, an earlier crash looks like it's now out of the way. Traffic starting to flow freely there once again. On the outer loop of the Beltway, right around Alexandria, a disabled vehicle takes out the right lane. Left lanes are getting by with minimal delay. And we're now seeing a delay also in Virginia on the Beltway outer loop. This is approaching 66. We're checking for construction there. On 66 eastbound, you'll see delays from 234 into Centerville. Overnight construction set up with the two left lanes blocked. The right lane is squeezing by. Construction also set up on 66 westbound at 234. You'll see a lane restriction, but no major delay heading westbound on 66 at the moment. 95 is all clear as you head through Virginia. No problems on 95 through Maryland. And the BW Parkway and the GW Parkway both getting by just fine. 270 all clear right now if you're heading between the district and out to Frederick. And if you're making it a late trip out to the Eastern Shore, 50 is clear through Annapolis and across the Bay Bridge. No major problems to report there. I'm Brandon Joseph, WTOP Traffic.
And 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson is here.
Code yellow air quality. That's moderate and acceptable. So we've gone from historic code purple and much improved air quality now here this afternoon and through the weekend. It is going to be a dry weekend, the exception the mountains, where there could be some showers or thunder showers on Sunday. This evening, also a little isolated to stray shower out there up until 10 to 11 p.m. Your temperatures in the 60s falling to the 50s by morning, mid-80s on Saturday afternoon, and around 90 degrees Sunday. 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Chantilly is at 64, Penn Quarter 67, Columbia 64, and we're down to the 50s overnight. Brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Still to come tonight here on WTOP, we're going to talk about a former Prince George's County police officer. Did you know, by the way, related to this case, that while most of us are not allowed to drive and talk on a phone unless it's hands-free, police officers still can. And that's why this former Prince George's County police officer won big in court. We'll explain it all next on WTOP.
Here's Kevin Kelly, chairman and CEO of Arkfield, on the improved utility of commercial satellites and their impact on broadband internet.
The commercial satellites that we're designing and launching today are much smaller. Instead of putting one satellite in the payload fairing, there could be 80 or 100 satellites in there, small sats. Their lifespan might only be 2 years, but instead of costing $1 billion to engineer, deploy, and fly, they might cost $250,000. The cost of launch has dropped dramatically since SpaceX and Amazon started launching their own launch vehicles. So that changes the game significantly, and there's a lot more satellites in space, ostensibly designed to provide broadband service to the world, right? The global internet from space.
That's Kevin Kelly, chairman and CEO of Arkfield. For more of this conversation, go to federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Arkfield. Arkfield, mission-focused, innovation-driven.
1122.
Here's Gary Stevens from the Education Department on the Federal Executive Forum on Customer Experience in Government, sponsored by Verizon.
I think it's really founded in an intensive understanding of the customer and their requirements. What do we need to do from an access standpoint? What do we need to do to really embrace that change that's required, ensure that we are consistent with diversity, inclusion, and equity-related requirements, and then ensuring that it's secure?
To listen to the whole program from Trezza Media Group, log on to federalnewsnetwork.com, search Federal Executive Forum.
The WTOP Charity of the Month is the Hydrocephalus Association. Over 1 million Americans are living with an incurable condition that can only be treated with brain surgery. Hydrocephalus is caused by a buildup of fluid that puts pressure on the brain and can be developed by anyone from infants to seniors at any point in their lives. The Hydrocephalus Association provides resources and support to people, as well as funding for critical research to find better treatment options and a cure. For more information, visit WTOP.com and search charities.
You're listening to WTOP News.
11:23, with a D.C. man under arrest and charged with shooting and killing a teenager on board a Metro Green Line train last month. Police say the 17-year-old victim, Brandon Ofori, was heading toward D.C.'s waterfront station when he got into a fight with 23-year-old Keith Williams. Investigators say Williams pulled out a gun, shot Ofori multiple times before running off at the M Street stop in Southwest. Now, riders who saw what happened, they told the Metro train operator who stopped the train at the Navy Yard station. Ofori died at the scene. We've got a follow-up to a man shot and killed in D.C. this week, and he wasn't involved in any way. He was an innocent bystander. He lost his life after an argument escalated into gunfire outside a Northwest deli yesterday afternoon on 7th Street. Officers nearby heard some shots. They ran over to find 62-year-old LaSanta McGill suffering from a gunshot wound, and he later died at the hospital. It all started as a dispute between at least three men in the entryway of the deli. The argument spilled outside. It turned violent and ended with gunfire. 20-year-old DeMarcus Barnett of Southeast D.C. is under arrest and charged with second-degree murder. A weapon was also recovered. Barnett was arraigned today and pleaded not guilty. He's being held without bond and has a preliminary hearing on June 20th. A former Prince George's County police lieutenant has just won more than $1 million in damages over an arrest by a Maryland state trooper for not using a hands-free device to talk on the phone. A jury found the lieutenant was falsely arrested and imprisoned.
I was on my 24th year, and it just drug me down.
Alita Gaskill retired after 25 years with the Prince George's County Police Department, just 1 year after she was suspended following her arrest.
It was so tough for me. I tried my best to hang in there.
In 2019, a Maryland State Police trooper pulled over then-Lieutenant Gaskill for driving while on her phone, something law enforcement are permitted to do.
He came upon me, grabbed me, pulled my hands like really aggressive behind my back, threw me against my car.
And arrested her despite confirming she was a cop. Gaskill filed a civil suit and won. A jury awarded her $1.1 million in damages. Megan Cloward, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think Red.
11:25 as we go to Frank Hanrahan.
Denver Nuggets, one win away from being NBA champions. First time that would ever happen in franchise history, but still got to win one more after knocking off the Miami Heat tonight in game four. So they're up 3-1 in this best of seven series. 108-95. Denver takes care of the Heat as they play this game number five on Monday night, not Sunday, which is sort of a strange schedule. Again, Nuggets beating the Heat to go up 3-1. The Nationals had a tough eighth inning. They're up 2-1, but then a couple seeing eyeballs, baseballs for the Braves, some little blunders defensively allow the Nationals to cough up that 2-1 lead, and the Braves win it 3-2. Josiah Gray got the start, won five innings, striking out six for the Nats, who have lost five in a row. Orioles winners over Kansas City, 3-2. The French Open men's semifinals saw Novak Djokovic advance, taking out top seed Carlos Alcaraz in four sets. Djokovic will face Casper Ruud of Norway for the championship and the men's title on Sunday. College baseball super regionals, Virginia falls to Duke 5-4. Got some late night WNBA. Mystics leading the Storm 50-38 in the third quarter. Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
All right, Frank, still ahead here on WTOP. We're following the latest details in the new federal indictment, newly unveiled federal indictment against former President Trump. Stay with us.
At Kaiser Permanente, we know that wellness means